This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, last week we spoke about what to expect when we see a counsellor or a psychologist, which was really helpful. Today, how to prepare yourself to see a counsellor or a psychologist, what types of things to ask and consider and prepare and all of that. Maris, help us out as a psychologist. What can we do?
There's a couple of things that that people can do, and I guess they range from some of the administrative stuff, some of the what's the credibility of the person that I'm seeing, all the way through to, you know, if I'm actually consulting with someone, you know, why am I doing that? What are my hopes and what am I hoping to achieve? And then also I've got some kind of tips on some simple things that people can kind of do to just assist that process through. So I guess the first thing would be whenever you're consulting someone, I love it when people come in and ask me about exactly who I am and what my qualifications are and what makes me the person that I am, why am I doing what I'm doing and all that sort of stuff, because, you know, particularly psychologists and need to be both qualified and registered with the professional body, and they need to be really upfront about being able to provide information about what it's going to cost, what maybe Medicare rebates you're entitled to and things like that, their background and how they plan to work on stuff. And so that's always a really good thing to have people come in and actually ask, and really important that people are empowered enough to be able to come in and kind of go, well, who are you and what makes you qualified to actually work with me? Because I'm important, and if I need help, I need someone that's actually qualified to do that. So that would be the first thing. The second thing would be considering, you know, yourself around, you know, why am I seeking out this service? And so a lot of people have an idea that they want life to be different. And sometimes the purpose of, you know, most of the time the purpose of psychology, and like you said, things can always get better, can actually be about, you know, making that life the way that we want it. But the more capable and able you are to actually really hone in on that and present a really, really, at least present some information on what that might be, what that might mean for you, and a really good picture of some of the things that are happening at the moment, the more able both of you are to be able to work towards that. So asking questions like, how is my life at the moment, socially, emotionally, how are my stress levels? Things like, what is it that I would actually like to change, and as specific as possible? And what's been the impact of this sort of behavior or what's going on? When did it start? How's it playing itself out in my life? And then why is it important to me that this change occur, or that my life be different for myself, for my family, for my career, for my partner? Who's going to benefit from that, and what might that benefit be? And how would I like my life to look? So all of these are really, really good. The other thing that's really, really great information to have is how may have I tried to change this previously? Have I done a little bit of research on the internet? Have I read books? Have I listened to a guy on the radio and thought about some things? And these are the sort of things that you know, provide a really good picture for the professional that you're seeing, and better, you know, allow that professional to work really well with you and form an alliance to make these changes, because you're worth that change.
Is it fair to say, Maris, from someone in your position of having, you know, people come in there, if people have prepared these kind of concepts and ideas in their mind, they're going to get more out of you as a psychologist?
I guess we can just get to some of the important stuff a little bit quicker.
Right.
It's also, you know, perfectly understandable that people, you know, can't, you know, always get this amount of thinking, or that even considering some of this is a little bit difficult. So just as much as you can do.
Yeah.
And of course, remember that it is your psychologist or counsellor's job to actually help you to understand some of these things further. So if you haven't been able to get there, then that's quite okay too. But, you know, the more that can be done, the better. And then there's some simple things around, you know, a lot of people, you know, particularly in the first session, it can be a pretty daunting experience seeing someone and actually opening up and talking about some of these things. So, you know, I've had people previously, and it's very, very, it's helped them quite a lot, bring in notes. So on their back deck, in whatever room or place that they feel comfortable and safe in their house, in a notebook, being able to actually make some of these notes, take some of these notes down so that, you know, they've got that to draw on and they remember what they want to talk about and why that's important when they actually get into the room. Because, you know, it can be a little bit daunting and a little bit challenging to see and to consider the process of change and share that with someone that you've only just met. So, you know, these are some of the simple things that can kind of help.
I must say, when you said all the stuff at the beginning about sort of looking at where you're at and all that kind of stuff, it seems a shame that the only time you do that is before you see a psychologist or a counsellor. It sounds like something we should probably be doing often anyway in ourselves.
I totally agree. And yeah. and the more we're able to do that, all of us, the more able we are to have an insightful and informed kind of life to the best degree that we can. Really important to be thinking all the time about where we're at, and so everyone can take a little bit of something like that. My next tip would have actually been that when you see someone, giving yourself that extra half an hour before to kind of make sure you find a car park, get in, find the place, don't go in flustered, sit down for 15 minutes and just reflect on and think about, you know, your day, your week, you know, what you would like to talk about and what, you know, what you would like to get out of the session. That's another thing that we could probably all do a little bit more of, just to find that time, maybe once a week, to actually reflect on where we're at, how we're traveling, what our goals might be, what, you know, things that we may need to set about and achieve. You know, sometimes I think we actually put ourselves and our reflection on our own life last, which is a bit of a shame.
Good stuff. I'm liking this. This is good. All right, so we're all prepped and ready to go then.
It seems like it.
Okay. Good stuff.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.